This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 269 for Tuesday, February 14th. I'm Glenn Halleck. ICE Canola futures are slightly lower on Tuesday morning due to losses in comparable oils. The March canola contract sheds 30 cents at $828.90 per ton, and the more heavily traded May contract loses $1.70 at $819.10 per ton. There are declines in the Chicago soy complex and European rapeseed, while Malaysian palm oil makes modest increases. Global crude oil prices are lower, which puts pressure on vegetable oils. Canola crush margins remain wide, underpinning values. The prairies are forecast to get normal to below normal temperatures for the balance of February, with daytime temperatures reaching as low as minus 15 Celsius. The Canadian dollar is slightly higher, with the loonie at 75.03 U.S. cents compared to Monday's close of 74.95. The weather outlook for the United States is calling for snow and rain over most of the Midwest. Texas reports its winter wheat drops 2 points at 11% good to excellent. Presently, 13% of the state's winter wheat has headed out. A report says Mexico is giving up on its January 2024 deadline to ban GMO corn for wheat and industrial use. However, Mexico will still ban GMO corn for human consumption. ANIC reports that Brazil's soybean exports for the first half of February are 1.3 million tons, and they are projected to reach as high as 9.6 million tons by month's end. ANIC also places Brazil corn exports at 1.2 million tons, and they are expected to double in 2 weeks. A Ukrainian shipping company states there are 33 million tons of grain to be exported. The company suggests the pace be increased from 3 million tons per month to as high as 6 million. However, Russia is demanding economic sanctions against them be lifted before it agrees to extend the deal after it runs out in just over a month's time. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are narrowly mixed on Tuesday morning. The March contract nudges up a quarter cent at $15.43 per bushel. March soy oil rises a little more than a tenth of a cent at 60.27 U.S. cents per pound. March soy meal is down $1.20 at $5.02.80 per short ton. Corn futures are relatively steady, with the March contract easing back a quarter cent at $6.85 per bushel. Oats are lower, with its March contract giving up 9 cents at 364. The U.S. wheat complex is narrowly mixed, as Chicago March is unchanged at 792. Kansas City March rises 2 cents at 914.5. And Minneapolis March is down a penny at 930. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Tuesday morning, February 14th. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.